latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
The viewer-voted TV show The Voice this week saw Chris Sebastian win over fellow finalists Ciara Robson, Johnny Manuel and Stella Perry. The show has described the decision as one of the closest voice title races in history. Chris is with us. Congratulations. Have you had any sleep yet?
I hadn't after the grand final. I got home at about midnight, actually, and then laid awake for 2.5 hours, just literally just smiling and staring at the ceiling, trying to fall asleep. And then I had to be up at 4 to start radio for the day. So I had like 5 a.m. till about 5:30 p.m. doing radio and today's show and stuff like that. But last night I had a great sleep, so I'm feeling good.
Due to COVID and the lack of being able to broadcast live, I understand that the producers recorded 4 different endings of the show with each of you as a winner. Where were you when you found out that you'd won?
I was with all my family. Unfortunately, there wasn't any sort of major celebrations or anything like that, but I found out live, like everybody else did on Sunday night. So we filmed 4 endings, and whoever got the most votes, they would press play on that ending.
For me, one of the most compelling parts of the show was the dynamics between each of you when you were chatting together in the lounge talking about the series. It was obvious that each of the finalists had so much respect for you.
I definitely took like almost like a fatherly role, and that wasn't on purpose. I think I do have a lot of experience, and I think that was definitely recognized by a lot of the artists sort of early on. I am also a vocal coach, so I was helping quite a number of the other artists, even with sort of, you know, vocal arrangements and things like that throughout the show. And that's because I, like, you know, I've done this for a really long time, and I think just morphed into like a pastoral fatherly role. But I love that. I mean, I love everyone on this show. That has been such a highlight for me, getting to work with such great people.
I understand you did a fair amount of hanging out with the other contestants at your place during the series.
Many times. We obviously followed COVID rules. So 1 week was like Team Kelly guys and then the Team Guy people. And then the other week was Team Delta, Team Delta. So we had to kind of split it up between the 4 teams. But we had many dinners at mine and got the old board games out. And one night I cooked ribs. I smoked ribs for about 8 hours. And the other night I did a big hot pot, like a Chinese soup thing for everyone. It was a great time.
With your win, you've walked out with $100,000 and a record contract. Can we talk about the deal? Is it for an album or just a single or two?
No. I mean, it's an album to start with and the options to keep going from there. So obviously we got to prove your worth to a label. I think that's really important. Some people think that you win a show and that's it. You know, you've made it and that's it. But it couldn't be further from the truth. The hardest of the work starts now, and it's staying relevant and putting out really great music, not mediocre stuff that radio will spin it once or twice. It's music that people are going to want to listen to and that are going to back it. So that's what's next with this deal.
When your brother won Australian Idol back in the day, there were lots of stories about his faith. You obviously have a faith too. What advice has Guy given you about handling your faith publicly?
Being authentic. I think people have this assumption that you've got to have, you know, 2 answers to everything and 2 personalities. And I don't think that's true. I don't think that there is this disconnect or this distance between the 2 different types of music or the 2 different types of culture. I don't think that you're exclusive to each other. So, and that's something that he said. He's just said, at all times be real, at all times be honest and transparent. If I say one thing in one interview and then one thing in another, I could easily be picked apart. So for me, it's just be authentic and be real and be honest, and no one can ever question you.
Chris Sebastian, and congratulations again on your win. I can't wait to hear your new songs. That's all for now. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.